I'm Louise Darmody, interviewing Dawn Smith for the New South Wales State Library's Oral History Collection. This is the second time I've talked to Dawn about her life. The last time was in November last year, 2017. Today, Dawn will continue her life story and tell us about her experience of the repatriation of Mungo Man and other ancestral remains at Mungo National Park in 2017, November. The interview is taking place at the Mildura Library on Saturday, the 21st of April, 2018. Dawn, when and where were you born?
I was born in Broken Hill on the 7th of the 10th, 1948.
And what can you, when was the first time you remember hearing the story about the discovery of Mungo Lady and Mungo Man?
Well, the Mungo Lady, I've heard about that about 20 years ago now, 21 I think, and I was out there when she was brought back, when they had her in a suitcase, yeah.
And that was in 1992. They brought Mungo Lady
yeah,
back from
yeah.
Canberra, from
yeah.
where the anthropologists and the archaeologists had been working on the research in relation to Mungo Lady. What happened that day?
Oh, it was a happy day, you know, to see her back home in her homeland and that, you know, back to where she was taken from.
And was it an exciting day?
It was. It was a very exciting day, yeah.
How many people were there, do you remember?
Oh, there must have been over 100 people, you know, from all around, you know, other places, yeah.
And how did Mungo Lady come to be brought back? There was a group of women, weren't there, that were fighting to get Mungo Lady back from Canberra.
Yeah.
Who were they?
Aulani Ellis Kelly and Aunty Elsie Bugamy and Aunty Renee Mitchell and I can't think of the old lady in Wilcannia, Aunty Elsie Jones, yeah.
And there was Tibby Breyer.
And
as
Auntie
well.
Tibby Breyer, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And were you related to any of those people?
I'm related to Auntie Alice Kelly, yeah.
What's the connection there?
My dad's through my dad. Yeah.
Your dad's?
My dad's niece.
Mm. Oh, right. So Alice was your dad's niece.
Yeah.
And what was your dad's name?
Arthur Taylor.
And did they tell you, so what was, they had spent a long time trying to get Mungo Lady to come back, be brought back to
yeah.
Mungo National Park, didn't they? Did yeah. you hear them tell you any stories about that fight? Trying to get Mungo Lady back?
Well, them old ladies, well, they did fight for a long time to get them back.
How did they do, what did they do to get
well,
her back?
The letters was going in, you know, sending letters and that, and phone calls.
So it must have been a real relief when Mungo Lady was brought back.
Yes, it was, yeah. Mm.
And you're one of the elected members on the Willandra Lakes Region World Heritage Aboriginal Advisory Group that works closely on the management and the things that are happening at Mungo National Park. Can you tell me about the work you've done over the years to finally get Mungo Man back? Mungo Man was brought back and his remains were brought back to Mungo National Park in November last year, 2017. What have you had to do over those years since 1992 to get Mungo Man back?
Well, I didn't get on the committee until about 10 years ago, and we went down to Canberra a couple of times to have meetings with the people there. And we kept at them, like we'd have our meetings out at Munga and talk about it. Just about every meeting we'd have, we'd talk about, you know, bringing him home. And yeah, we went, a group of us would go down, you know, and to the ANU.
Yeah, Australia ANU. National University, yeah.
And have meetings with them, yeah. And just recently, a few years ago, we went down and we had a meeting with them, and they said that they give us a date and that then when the Mungo man can come home. Yeah.
And so it finally happened in November last year. Can you tell me what your memory is of that day?
Well, there was a group of us. We went to the... I should have turned that off.
And we'll just stop the tape for a little minute and while you turn it off.